happy Friday to all of our listeners tonight. Welcome to Divine Connections. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. I'm your practice host tonight. And members, Phil Delamonte and Lynn Bleasdale. And our topic tonight is the value of healthy skepticism. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Jessica?
Yeah. Ooh. Really good.
Feeling skeptical.
So, I guess I can start. Let's see. We'll just go around the table.
Sure.
The topic tonight, I think, is huge because as we navigate through life, we've got to always be able to have that level of healthy skepticism. And I think part of that is just really listening to the gut and to our intuition. That's what I do. I mean, and I kind of feel it in my stomach, meaning if I'm skeptical, you know, if I'm skeptical about something, like maybe buying a new vehicle, you know, you've got to kind of weigh the pros and cons, kind of the way I've seen it. What do you think, Sue or Lynn?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think we all have to be skeptical at one point or another in life. I mean, you can't follow along just because somebody told you something. You should question pretty much everything. And if it doesn't feel right in your gut, it's not right. You don't have to be living constantly with skepticism and being doubtful of everything, but you should question, especially in our line of business. There are those of us that are honest, hardworking, and out there to help people. And then, unfortunately, there are those that will screw you over in a heartbeat, and they're only in it to make money. So no matter what you're told in any aspect of life, if it's coming from anybody in the metaphysical world, if it's coming from a religious leader, a medical professional, your best friend, you know, always ask yourself, does this ring true to me? If it doesn't ring true, it's not for you. And that's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the, I was telling you guys, this is Lynn. I was telling Sue and Jessica about a daughter of a client. And this girl was in the hospital, and she had an eating disorder she was dealing with. And apparently this woman went in and said, your condition's caused by a demon, and for $100, I'll remove the demon. Now, that to me that's where skepticism is a very, very good tool to have and to bring out, because people that do that, I think, you know, that's an automatic, like, you know, forget about it. But there are people that are that extreme, and they've decided, well, I like metaphysical stuff, and I like the spooky, wooky thing of it, so I'm just going to go around and remove ghosts and attachments from people without learning the work or anything. It's a very scary condition when people do that without taking the time to learn. You can be really lost, but the worst part is you can mess other people up so badly. And it's the ones it's the ones who are the most vulnerable too, who seem to be the ones that get nailed, right? Because they are looking for, I mean, grieving people, for example, can be sitting ducks for, what's the word I'm looking for? Fakes and phonies and charlatans. Thank you very much.
That's charlatans,
So it's always really good, especially if your life's in like a turmoil. And, like, you know, we're living on Earth. You're going to be in turmoil some of the time. That's when you really got to be careful when people offer metaphysical help, you know. Plus, I mean, I don't know if, you know, people are easily able to discern, you know, but usually I can spot if somebody's like a faker. You can just feel it. Like Jessica says, it's in the gut and you're like, eh, it's a really yuck reaction. You know,
yeah.
No words right. needed sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're in a vulnerable state and you have somebody coming up, oh, I can remove that demon for $100 or I can bring you riches for $100, I can do that. It's a scam, just like those stupid telemarketers. It's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, we do charge for our services just like anybody else, a waitress, a doctor, a lawyer. Yes, we charge for our services, but there's no guarantee. I'm not going to guarantee you anything and charge you $100. That's not the way this
right.
works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was thinking too about, you know, just a simple exercise real quick it's so easy. If that discernment and that intuition or that gut feeling that you feel, have you ever had someone just kind of lie to you to your face? And that feeling
mm-hmm.
that you get when you know they're lying? Yeah.
Like you want to smack them?
It's that same feeling you get in your gut when you know that person's lying to you straight in your face. So it's that feeling that's usually, you know, your intuition or your discernment saying yes or no. And if you get that gut feeling that it's wrong and usually if it feels right, it feels like good in the chest. It feels light. It doesn't feel heavy or it doesn't feel
right.
Oh gosh, what's the other word I'm looking for? But you ladies know what I mean.
Oppressive?
That gut feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark Cloudfoot describes when you are with spirit, he says it feels like you've got a hummingbird in your chest, which I thought was kind of beautiful. It's an energetic and it's an uplifting feeling. But I also wanted to look at the other side of it too, where people are overly the rude skeptics, let's put it this way. It's fine if you don't believe what we believe, that everyone's got to do. It's an inside job for each person. But there are people who are like, they seem to think that because you work in the metaphysical, I just got a message from Blog Talk saying that our host has dropped. Huh.
Are
you
there,
still there,
Paul?
Sue?
I'm here.
Okay. Let's see what we can do. I don't know. I think we've lost Jessica here. So I may just... Yeah, not a worry. This happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and take over as host.
Okay.
I'm just going to hit the direct connect. And so, Sue, if you can do some hold music for us, you know, a little... 1812 Overture or something while I do this.
Let me get back to my computer. Just one second.
There we go.
You don't have to
think. Sorry, you guys.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait
she's
a minute
back.
Now.
She's back.
Yep.
Hooray. Well, that's
Am I back
fun.
Here? Yep. Yes, I'm
okay, so Jessica's in the club.
My line.
No, that's okay.
Oh,
you have
goodness.
To go through that when you're... It's your first time, so it has to happen because it's,
oh,
fun. It's funnier.
Thing, huh?
It is. You're in the club now. Yeah. I was just talking about skeptics who use that as an excuse to be rude to people who are light workers or metaphysical workers just because we work. And metaphysical just refers to things beyond our physical world, that we can sense with our five senses. This is beyond the physical. And you don't have to believe, but it doesn't give anyone an excuse to be rude or that sort of sneering condescension that you get from some skeptics. Right. It's like, you know, you must be like the stupidest person on the world in the world to believe. That's fine. You don't have to believe, but like, don't be rude, you know?
I have a very good friend that does not believe in anything that we do or any of the spiritual aspect or ghosts or anything like that. And even though this person doesn't believe in it, they're very supportive of me and what I do.
How beautiful. That's lovely.
I think that's how it should be.
What's that, hon?
Oh, I was just saying, I think that's how it should be, you know, to surround yourself by supportive people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
yeah, energy is
effective. A little, I'm sorry, go ahead, Liz.
Oh, no, go for it, Sue, really.
I was just going to say, even though we talk about go with your gut and your gut feeling, a lot of times you won't feel it in your gut. Like, I feel it, the hair on the back of my neck stands up.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when I know something isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you pick up, the hair on the back of your neck, a funny feeling in your stomach, a heavy feeling in your chest. If you get a funny feeling in your head, that's what we mean with go with your gut. It's not necessarily just your gut.
Yeah. Yeah. It can even be food cravings. I know when I got around, I was working with someone who was an absolute jerk, and but I was trying to be nice and give him the benefit of the doubt, and I noticed that I developed a craving for potato chips. I couldn't stop eating potato chips. And I realized it was after the salt, which was giving me that sort of sedative effect. But it was really funny because, like, it was, I don't normally, you know, it's like just, it was so weird. I observed this craving came along when I felt powerless to do anything about this guy. And we don't work together anymore, so I'm fine, and I don't eat chips all the time. But it really did bring on a craving for salt. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got callers coming out our wazoo today.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I was going to see if you might be able to give me a hand just with the callers on this one. Awesome.
Sue's, you can see on the board. This is Jessica's first maiden voyage on the Starship Divine Connections. So Sue has labeled your calls in order. So you see where I'm bringing up the microphone icon? So it's going red.
Yes.
And that's bringing up caller 612. There you go. Take it away.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Area Code 612. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, my name is Constance. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you know, I am a COVID-19 survivor, and I may be one of the rare ones because I shouldn't have survived. But I had all the belief in the world that I would. And I came home and was in the hospital for 3 months' time. And then I was in bedridden for the past 9 months. And I must tell you that my first set of home health care workers, which will remain nameless, but were very sadistic. And they said I would never walk again. And that I should plan my life to be like this in a wheelchair. And I said, look, I was a former ballerina. You just don't tell me that. No. I said, no, I will walk, and you watch me. So one day, at the very end of their 6-month stint with me, I walked with the physical therapist all the way into the bathroom with my walker and back again. And he went, awesome. Oh, my God, I have to write this down. Well, then this last week, I had the changeover from the skeptic 6 months of living nightmare needle people that want to hurt you, and they do, and they should really retire, seriously. But I got a new group in that is so right on professional. The physical therapist came two days in a row. And the first day I said, he says, well, we're going to get up and we're going to walk. And so I walked all the way to the bathroom and sat down for a minute, turned my walk around and walked back. Now, we know we have neurological damage from COVID. That's a given. But I was been bound and determined. I said, I will walk again. I'm not going to live my life in a bed. So the next day he comes, and he said, I can't believe the difference between yesterday and today. Your heel cords went down for the first time in 9 months, and you're walking smooth. You're gliding. He said, just in 24 hours, this happened. And so, you know, I pray every day of my life, and I said, God, send me your angels. You're going to heal me. I know you will. You know, send me all your help. I need your help. And in the hospital, I was just told blatantly by an esteemed neurologist, you know, he read my hospital notes and he goes, why are you even here? You know, you had two catastrophic events in that hospital. And I went, really? Well, that explains why I was seeing, I could hear, but I couldn't see anything. I was in the intensive care unit. But I'm telling you that there are skeptics in medicine. There are skeptics in all kinds of fields. But, you know, when I was told by a very famous ballerina years ago, and I was young, and she was retired and teaching, and she told me to just hang up my pointe shoes and go home, and I was the worst version of a dancer she'd ever seen. Well, I didn't believe her, and I went all over the world. I mean, seriously, I became 41 years of my life dancing. And then, so this COVID thing, when someone told me that you know, the skeptics of the home health care said, you're never going to walk again, I said, no, you're not going to say that to me. And I will walk again. And I said, and watch me. And so there are skeptics in all kinds of fields. And I've come across two major ones in my lifetime. You know, I've been touched by angels my lifetime too. I've been touched by the divine in my sleep. I hear messages, and I do believe in the things that other people don't, but I don't speak about it because, of course, they would call you a woo-woo person. And but I positively, I'm not going to take no for an answer when I know in my gut, just like you said, that it is going to work and I am going to walk again. It may not be the same. It may not be the same way of life that I used to have, but it will be a life. And I'm not going to give that up. And I'm not going to live in a bed and be bedridden for the last 9 months of my life, and now I'm out of that bed.
And, you know, that's so important. That's so important, Constance. Yeah. This is true. a lot of our healing does come from within. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves, and mm-hmm. we have to rely on ourselves for that. Now, granted, like you said, your normal might be a new normal. You might have to walk with a walker for an extended period of time, which is okay. You're still walking. Mm-hmm. You are alive. You can give testimony to others and support to others. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful. I mean, there are,
The local newspaper is interviewing me.
Awesome.
Because they never had a long-haul survivor before. And I'm called a long-hauler in the COVID-19 world. And
so good.
I can tell people that there is hope for you, even, you know, if you're a long-hauler, that, yes, you've got damage to your different organs in your body and your brain and whatever, but you will slowly recover. It's funny because it's the feet, and my feet and my legs were my instruments as a ballerina. And I can tell you that walking, it's like I am a baby. Okay, I'm an infant again. And you know how infants kind of, they fall down if they didn't have I have a secure belt on when they do this behind me. But, you know, it's like I feel like that it's like learning to walk like when I was an infant. That kind of weird wobbly, but it's still walking, just like you would see an infant. And that's exactly what it's doing, but it's walking like an infant learns how to walk. You know,
that's wonderful.
It's doing the thing, and it's the same thing with other parts of my body that were injured from COVID. It's just that it's all been validated by some very fine professionals, and there's help out there. The only thing that I would say about those people that told me I would never walk again, but they were home health care, they were the queen and kings of skepticism.
Yeah.
And I told them no, but I had to put up with them for 6 months. And so I'm so delighted that this is the topic tonight, to give people hope and to say, yes, you can. Yes, you will. You just say, I am going to do this. I'm not going to give in to someone else's opinion, because my gut tells me, and my legs, even though they cannot move at this point, they will be moving at some point. And
absolutely.
You know, and so I just wanted to say woohoo and thank you, Lynn, my guide of my life that's been with me for so long, you know, that's helped me and so many ways, you know, just to believe, you know, and to give when I felt like there was no hope, and I had been praying about it, and then the hope came, you know. So it's kind of a fine line that you walk, and then it's really true that you have to trust your inner spirit and your belief system and everything that you know to be true. And there are so many kooks out there these days, maybe because of the pandemic. And, of course, where I am is Minneapolis, and we just had the, you know, internet, we're in national news, and but it was peaceful. It's been very peaceful here, which I was been very, 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 I pray for that, that it'd be peaceful. And so, you know, because it's been scary up until this point.
Absolutely.
And then I have the other thing going on, so I'm going, well, okay, you know. But I want to thank you all for the fine work that you do, and that I do so firmly believe in the power of sight beyond normal vision, like the sight of the angels that come through you, the sight of the spirit, the sight of wherever you get it from, you know.
Well, I've
believed in that forever, and thank you for carrying on and being brave and just saying, you know, well, not everyone's going to go down that road, but that's okay.
Right, right. Well, thank you,
you
for
know,
the compliments, and thank you so much for sharing your story. Hopefully it will
mm-hmm.
give others strength and the ability to move on with any challenges that they're experiencing.
Oh, well, you
oh,
know
yeah.
what? It was giant steps for me, and I felt like, you know, I could have been John Glenn, the first man on the moon, you know, a giant
That's
leader
right.
for conscience and mankind, you know. you know, onto her feet, you know, she goes, and off she goes with her walker, you know. It was like, it was should have been a, you know, a small movie clip, you know. That's how I felt, that it was like, we're going there, and we're going there, and we're going fast, and we're going to do this, and, you know, it just was amazing. It was amazing with the transition, and when you say bye-bye to some skeptics and say hello to some believers that believe
yeah.
that
there
you
go.
Will walk again.
Yeah.
And believe that you will not be in that bed, and encourage you in the appropriate way that it's going to be okay. You know? And
right.
So I just, you know, it's kind of like choices, and sometimes we don't have the ability to choose, but choose wildly, think about it. And the first group that sent to me, I had no choice in that matter, but the second group I did. So, you know, that's the way it happens. Sometimes it's not your choice, and the other times it is.
Right.
And then hopefully you will always have the option of making that choice. My first time I didn't. And then you know when the right comes around that, boy, that's a different kettle of fish. You know?
Right.
So,
well, Constance,
thank
you.
You got to move on because you got a million
calls,
callers. And thank you. And I want to send you, it's Orthodox Easter, and so I want to send you the Orthodox Easter greetings. The Palm Sunday is Sunday, and we move on to a new year in the Orthodox
yeah.
world. All right,
wonderful.
So blessings to you all, okay?
Thank you, Lydia, and also
you.
To you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love and
Bye-bye.
Light. Thank you for calling.
Love and light, okay?
Brilliant,
Bye-bye.
Constance. Thank you. Wow, what an uplifting call that was.
Yes, very, very
You've got to always,
lady.
Always believe, yeah. And don't tell, if someone tells you can't, don't believe them. Like that, you know, you decide whether you can or you can't, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
Of, Yeah, and sorry, speaking of skepticism, I'm skeptical of people in the medical field that tell you you'll never whatever again. Even if
yep.
it's true, I mean, I think you've always got to have some kind of hope to hang on to. Call me a cockeyed optimist, but that's, you know.
Yeah.
No, I think that's beautiful. I've personally watched Constance grow, and she's a real warrior, a real trooper, and I'm
awesome.
Honored to know her. Yep. So, caller number two, patiently waiting, and that's area code 415. Hi, 415. Can we get your first name, please?
Yes, this is Anne.
Anne, hi, Anne, welcome. I'm just going to turn you over to Jessica and take it away, Jessica.
Hi, did you say your name was Anne? I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, with an E.
Okay, how can we help you tonight, Anne?
I've been planning a trip and a move, so I'm going to pack everything up the next couple of weeks and then move a couple of states up north to Washington State and kind of make it a slow, meandering trip to enjoy it, 3 or 4 days to get up there. And it's just, I feel like I have so many, I feel scattered because it's like I have a lot of things to do, of course, to pack and then plan the trip and then think about everything I need to do when I get there. So just anything about one step at a time, you know, how to, I'm having trouble sleeping and waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning. Just my mind is with a list of things.
Right.
Okay. Hi, Anne. This is Sue.
Hi.
The first thing that I'm hearing for you, honey, is remember to breathe.
Yeah. I do. I find I hold my breath. Like I breathe in and I
yep.
need to exhale.
Okay, that explains why
I
heard
hold
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah,
funny.
Step back, take a deep breath, shake off all the BS, and move forward slowly. And
yeah.
I'm hearing make a list.
Yeah.
So take some time, sit down,
different categories.
Jot down a list
yeah.
of everything that you need to do, all the packing, room by room, however you want to do
yeah.
it. Your steps of your trip, everything that you want to do along your trip, your
okay.
what you're going to do once you get to your destination. And as you go through your list, mark it off and remember to breathe. That's going to help with
yeah.
your stress level. You're going to see, okay, I got the bathroom all packed except what I have
right.
to take in an overnight bag.
Mm-hmm.
Deep breath, let it go. My kitchen is all packed, except these last few things that can go in a last-minute box that I need to continue living for the next day. Take
right.
a deep breath, let it go, and just watch your progress as you're going down the list. And also at this time of packing and getting ready for the move, it's a time to purge.
Not only
the physical part of purging.
Mm-hmm.
You're emotional.
Right. It brings up a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So deal with the emotions. Don't try to hold them down. When the emotions come through, let it come. Feel everything. Experience it. Then let it go. It's done. It's over with. This is a new path in your life, which is going to be amazing for you. So there's absolutely no reason to bring any of the old junk with you. This is a fresh start.
Good point.
New beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're starting fresh. Don't bring any of the garbage.
Right.
Nobody packs garbage when they move. Throw the garbage out before you leave. But, yeah, just remember to breathe, honey, and take a few minutes every day just for you. If it's a 20-minute bubble bath, if it's a 20-minute foot soak and reading a book, if it's playing a video game, whatever it is, 20, 30 minutes every day just for you away from all the garbage. Push all the nonsense aside, sit and have a cup of tea, a glass of wine, whatever it is that you want, and take that 20 or 30 minutes, shut down, and only concentrate on you.
Yeah.
And when you get to where you're going, everything, you're going to be different. Your whole life is going to be different. Everything is going to change, but for the better. And that's what I have for you, honey. I hope it helps a little.
Yes, yeah. It'll help to get out of the mind to put it on paper.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Luna, Jessica.
Hey. Yes, hi, Anne. This is Jessica. And as you know, you were talking and Sue was talking, I had pulled the card for you to set your intentions, which is couldn't be more perfect for you right now. I think as you're going through this, you know, this phase of moving into a different direction, it's going to be so key to purge, like, you know, Sue said, a lot of the things that no longer serve you, that, you know, I mean, even material things. I had a huge purge probably 6 months ago, and my gosh, it feels so good to let go of things you no longer need. And, yeah, I think it's you're going to do great. But setting your intentions also is huge. I was also going to say part of what would help you, too, is, again, what Sue would say or what Sue said, as I did the same thing 6 months ago, I got so overwhelmed with what to do next or what to put in order or what to take, what not to take. And I basically had to sit down and I wrote down an itemized, you know, list of what I need to take and what I absolutely need to take and what I can leave behind. And it's so important to do that because have you ever heard of feng shui? It's almost the same concept. When you're moving locations, it's kind of, you know, getting that energy moving. And so I think a huge part of that is also, you know, letting go of things that you no longer need in your life or no longer serve you. But what I feel definitely is that you are moving in the right direction. I see wonderful. This move is going to be really good for you. And the card that I got to remind you is to set your intentions too. Make sure that whatever it is that you're manifesting, that you set your intention that it's already happening or already has happened, so that it kind of lays out right before you. And don't resist it. Kind of go with the flow. And it really opens up things for you. And that's what I got for you.
Great.
Beautiful. Okay. This is Lynn Ann. And
hi.
I'm just going to give you what came in when you were talking. But first I want to ask you, do you have a Richard or a Robert? I'm not sure which name it is. Do you have a Richard on the other side?
A Robert.
Robert, okay. I knew it was an R name, and I couldn't tell which one it was. I have a few.
My
is Robert
dad,
coming?
My dad, though, it's funny. My dad has never went by that. He went by Bob. But officially, of course, it is Robert.
Oh. Well, either way, getting a feeling that this is your 3 o'clock visitor, and I don't know Sue or Jess if you guys feel that at all. It's just the name came through. It's like perhaps he's being formal, and I don't think the name really matters. I think it's more the energy that you're feeling coming through. But I feel like it's not that he's trying to wake you up, but I think it's for some reason. I think Ryan always told us that the veil is the thinnest at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it could be just our psychological state or our physical state. I'm not sure why. There's probably a zillion reasons why. But I feel like when you wake up, it's not anything scary or malevolent. It's quite benign. And I feel like this is the energy, the spirit that's with you at that point. And it's a comfort. It feels comforting. It feels reassuring. It's like, and like Jess and Sue both said, you know, if you can breathe, stay in the present moment, because that's the problem. We get yanked into the future or the past, and we get anxiety from it, or we get depression from it, or very often paralysis. You can't do anything because there's just so much. Yeah. So you can look up square breathing. If you do find yourself getting into that nasty panic state, look up square breathing, kind of breathing like that. The square breathing is a technique used by the Navy SEALs for when they are in situations where they cannot panic. They just, you know, you cannot panic. It's life or death. And I use it because life does my head in quite often, and I'm like, I'm losing it, and I square breathe, and it's like it brings you right back. It's a hugely wonderful technique, and it's instant. You can use it instantly. So, two songs came in for you. And one of them is James Taylor singing to you, "Try Not to Try Too Hard, It's Just a Lovely Ride." And remind yourself it is. Pay attention to the journey, because what I'm feeling is, and I think your dad's trying to let you know this too, is that it's the things you notice, the microcosm, the little things as you go that are going to be the treasures in the mind later. So, and the other thing I hear is Judy Garland singing, "Any place I hang my hat is home." So to remind you that on every point of the journey, you're home, that you're never not home. Because you carry home in your, within you, okay? So it's there, and you carry it with you. We're like spiritual snails, and we carry these bodies around. But where you're going, where we're going and where you're going, I think you're going to be absolutely delighted. And I think if you look back, you're going to be so glad you paid attention to the journey. So enjoying your achievements and your plans equally. So stay in the present moment and just have a really good one. I feel like there's going to be a lot of what they call real magic involved if you keep yourself on an even keel and don't lose the moments. Just have a good journey.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I also get smells. When loved ones are around, I get, even earlier when I was listening to the beginning of the show, I get a pipe smell. It's my dad's dad. And so it's a very specific smell for different people. And I try to mind, oh, it feels nice and reassuring. I know they're around. But I don't get more than that. Like, I don't get more detailed messages.
We go from, you can always take those little signs, and just the more you notice them, the more they tend to come around. It's almost like, because you're noticing, it's worth the effort to change the frequency to get to us. Because it is a matter of matching frequencies. And so if they're making that effort and you're noticing, you're going to get more and more signs. And just keep developing. Yeah, develop your abilities all the time. You can explore tools, or you can explore practices. There's, you know, whatever is the path for you uniquely to develop your spiritual energy and your connections, just keep doing it. And you'll find your own way to do it. It may be meditation, or it could be nature walks. All kinds of things, but find the thing that strengthens yours and keep doing that, and it'll get better and stronger. It really does with time. Just to, you know, give it time, and it really does increase for you. It's exciting.
Yeah. And if I may interject for just a moment, with the veil and the 3 o'clock hour. Three is a very strong spiritual and angelic number. And that is why at those times, 3, 6, 12 are very strong numbers spiritually and angelically. And that's why spirits will come through at those hours.
Wow. Yeah. It seems to be that time, those times too, yeah. Wow. It's magic. It really is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, thanks. I will, I'll keep listening. Thanks for the...
Have a blessed journey, Anne. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So our next caller is 229. Hi there, 229. Could we get your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin. Long time no hear. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm trying to come through some things that I'm going through right now. And it just was a shock to me, but I'm going to get better. I ended up had to go on dialysis. My kidney acting up. I got in a car wreck, and it jammed me on my left side. And I have an acute kidney injury. And,
honey.
Yeah, so I go to dialysis 3 times a week, and I just don't believe it. And I know that I'm going to come through. I know my kidneys are going to come back. They're going to start back functioning in full capacity. And I just want to know what y'all thoughts are about that. And anything else you pick it up for me, because I'm not going to lie. I've been going through too much, too long. I need a smile. I need happiness and joy. And it's just coming all, all different kinds of ways. I'm like, why? Is all this just piled on me? So whatever you all can help me with, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Melvin.
Okay.
Sue.
Hey.
I'm sorry to hear that you're going through so much more than what you have been.
Yeah, that's true.
I am picking up, this is a test of strength. This is to show you what a strong individual you are. You don't give yourself enough credit for being the strong person you are. You doubt yourself too much. You need to go inward more. I know that you meditate and you do all of that stuff. I know you do all of that. But at the same time, while you're doing everything that you need to be doing, the meditating and the self-help, you still have too much doubt, honey. You got to let go of that doubt. You have to have more faith in yourself and in whatever it is you believe in, God, the universe, a higher power. You have to have more faith. The more that you let this go onto the higher power than yourself, and the more faith you have, the easier it's going to be to overcome a lot of these obstacles.
Yeah.
Have you had a loss recently in your life?
Had a what now?
A loss. Did you lose somebody recently?
Yes, ma'am. My brother.
Your brother?
Yes.
Was it sudden?
Yes.
Are you holding
everything
that to
just,
guilt?
Everything
are you
just
feeling
shut down?
Are you feeling guilty over something with your relationship with your brother or the passing of your brother?
The last time I spoke with him, we was on Skype, and he was telling me he was already in the hospital, but he was going through physical therapy as well, and he had kidney issues. He was going to dialysis, and he told me he'll be home in, you know, the next 2 days. And next thing I knew, I got a phone call and said he was hooked up to a life support, and it, all his organs just failed. And it just took me by. I just freaked out. Big surprise.
He is saying that there's nothing that you could have done for him. He knows that you were there to support him. And don't feel any regret or guilt over his passing.
Right.
Because he's no longer suffering. He's no longer in pain. He is living his best life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always with you. He is always with you. When you feel that, you feel a presence behind your left shoulder, that's your brother.
Okay.
So when you feel it and you want to look to see if somebody's standing behind you, that's him giving you support and being with you with everything you're going through. Okay, so just stay strong and really try. It's very, very hard, but try the best that you can.
Yes.
To be easier on yourself and to let go of the doubt.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I hear for you, sweetie. I hope it helped some.
Oh, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Sue. Wow.
I'm here. Is it okay if I go?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Melvin. This is Jessica.
Hi.
First of all, I'm so sorry about, you know, all the hardships. It's just been so difficult, and I understand. And I'm so sorry to hear that, you know, you've been going through such a hard time. As I was shuffling my deck, I asked my guides and your guides, our higher self, for a good message for you. And the card that flew out for you is, I'm not sure if this is a, you know, a message that you needed, but I'm sure it is. The card that came out is practice moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And the card says, you have chosen to incarnate into the physical dimension to enjoy and partake in experiences you cannot have anywhere else. In all things, whether in the spirit realms or on earth, balance is key to everything. Moderation simply means avoiding extremes in all things. You must learn to conserve energies and bring moderation in order to live a fuller life. Express yourself more clearly and cultivate the gifts of your spirit. If this card makes an appearance for you, you need to examine what aspects of your life seem to be overshadowing the rest. Too much work, too much food, too much worry, too much stress are all common areas to keep a watchful eye on. You are a precious being, and you need to understand that it is your responsibility to bring yourself to a state of balance and moderation, so you don't suffer any consequences in life. There should always be a sense of cooperation with others. You are experiencing a time in our civilization
that is saturated with stimulation and technology. It is therefore imperative to stop and be mindful in the present moment which you are living. Simplicity in all things. So I felt like that was really relevant for you to just kind of, you know, take it easy and with the worry and the stress and the burden of your, you know, that you were having with your brother. I think this was a great message for you, Melvin. Thank you, and I wish you all the best of luck.
I thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Melvin. I was just going to mention sugar. You're keeping your sugar levels down, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I don't have to take any insulin anymore.
Good. That's the big thing. And also to look up, you want to look up your best diet for kidneys. There's things you can take, for example, blueberries and things like that are really good for kidney function. But the other thing to look at is they're doing research with bicarbonate of soda, like baking soda, are finding that it's helping kidneys to revitalize. So that's something to look into. But when I heard you come in, the dog comes in as a totem for you. Okay, and here's what the dog spirit brings through to you. The dog is selfless and never asks for praise or expects anything in return. That makes me think of you, Melvin. And when your dog totem appears to you, you're being invited to see through the illusions and tune into what others are saying. So, meaning if you think people are saying one thing, make sure you're getting the subtext of things. But, you know, you are, I know from meeting you in the past that you're a giving person, a loving and giving person, and very often maybe you give too much, right? And when Sue was talking about the guilt that lingers a little bit, it looks, in my mind's eye, I see you releasing this like a bouquet of butterflies, and it lifts your spirit. It lifts the energy up, and it's a release. And we all know, like, butterflies represent metamorphosis and transition. Yeah. So I think you're quite right that kidneys can indeed heal themselves. This is they're discovering this. It used to be thought that once they were kerplunk, they were kerplunk, but that is proving not to be true anymore. So you're like Constance. You're using your mind to create your reality. You're setting your intentions and creating the reality that you want, and this is the way to do it. This is a good time to renew Wayne Dyer's work, because he's a huge proponent of self-made miracles. And you're rocking it, Melvin. You really are. Just remember to take as well as give. And this is a show on skepticism, too. So pay attention to that inner voice that's saying, I don't like what you're saying. I'm going to go my own way and do it. Excuse me. So, I think you've got the right mindset to make yourself well again. And just keep on the good diet and the good thoughts. And I think, you know, what do they say? Well begun is half done. And you're certainly halfway there.
Yeah. Thank you. My doctor came by the dialysis today and found out my creatinine was like a 7, and the normal range is a 0.2 and 4.5, and they want to get me down to a 4. I gotta get it down. And it's got a lot to do with I'm on a 2,000 calorie diet. I have lost weight, 80 pounds. I go walking and have physical therapy at my house. And I have a it's come to my house. I'm very active now. I'm very energetic now, but, you know, I'm alone because I'm doing this by myself because I have brothers. I have one brother left, and I have six sisters, but they're not, they don't check on me. They don't call me anymore. And my kids, they don't, I don't know what's wrong with them. And it's just like I'm standing on the banks of Jordan Way. It seems like they say they love me and they say they care, but those are not, those are action words. When I call them, there's no way they'll stay on the phone with me long as all three of you have. They always make up an excuse. And I said, you know what? I don't deserve this. So I decided to press them off. I feel better.
Good for you.
I feel stronger. And I'm not really worried about it. I'm like, okay, you want to be this way with me? Fine. And my kids as well. If I don't do it for them,
Melvin, I don't mean to interrupt you, Melvin, but do you remember Jan, who used to be on the show Enter the Light with us?
Yeah.
She just, she's in the chat room, and she sends, she wants to just say hi to you. Hi to Melvin from me. And, Jan's just saying hi to you. That's all.
Yes, she said, tell Melvin that she said hello, and she wishes you well.
Thank you. Tell her I said thank you very much. And,
Well, she can hear you. She's listening as we speak.
Jan, I love you, and thank you very much. And I do know my kidney's going to be restored.
Yes, honey, they are.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to. I mean, they're going to. I mean, it's just like I know. I mean, when the doctors come tell me all this negative stuff, I just look at it. You know, because I'm trying to figure out why he's saying that, because I'm not being sensitive. You know, and, I just got to just go ahead with the flow. But God is going to pull me out of this mess. You know, he's going to set my feet on a rock. And I'm going to prevail from this. I have learned from this. And it is teaching me a lesson about life, about love, and how fragile life is. And I'm gonna get back to doing what I love to do, and that's coach football.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That's fabulous.
And, all three of you all. Do you all see that manifesting in my life and my kidney? And you all see that is definitely going to happen.
I can't give a definite, Melvin, but I say that anything and everything is possible with determination and faith.
Yes. Yeah. I will. I will definitely call you all back and say, be working like a baby.
Please do. Please call back and let us know. That's beautiful, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you all so much. God bless all of you.
Love to you, Melvin. Love and light. And we'll hear from you again, okay? Whoops. Okay.
Yeah. Love and blessing time.
Yeah, sorry, Melvin, I clicked on the mute button, but stay with us. You can still listen to the show. And we're moving on to our next caller, 845. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Erica.
Hi, Erica. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you guys or anyone could connect with my grandmother or grandfather that has recently passed away in the last couple of years.
Sue, are you picking anything up? Are you getting a D name?
You know, I am picking up, and I don't know, Erica, if this applies to you or not, but I'm seeing like a farming outdoorsy couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my grandpa. Mm-hmm.
He grew up on a farm, or he had a farm, or.
Yes.
Okay. It reminded me, it's like I could see him in, like, blue jean overalls and a flannel shirt. And then it flashed over to that picture that they used to use for, like, the Kellogg's Corn Flakes commercial with the farming couple in the pitchfork. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. What's with the chest?
The what?
The chest. Heart area, chest, lungs.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you feel, when they come around and visit you, because they do often, do you maybe get like a little sudden shortness of breath or a strange feeling in your chest or something like that? Because I'm picking up something to do with the chest, the heart, the lungs, something in that area.
I mean, maybe my grandma had a heart problem or chest, you know, breathing problem before she passed away. But I don't really notice anything. I mean, with my chest or my breathing.
Okay. How about flowers? I'm seeing flower beds.
Yes.
Or lots of flowers.
My grandma loved plants and flowers.
Okay, liked getting into the dirt, using her hands a lot. And in the kitchen, too. Her hands were always busy in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time.
Do you make some of her old recipes that were your favorites?
Yes.
Okay. What are you not doing right? One of them you're not doing right.
I don't know. I don't know, maybe baking something because she was a good baker.
Okay, because she was just showing me with her hands, and she said, it's not right. You're leaving something out. Okay, did she cook? This is funny, but did she cook with lard and you don't use lard?
Yes.
Okay.
She did.
All right. That's why it's not exactly like hers.
Yeah, no,
that's
I use butter or oil.
Yep, that's why yours is not exactly like hers. Because she used lard and you don't.
That's funny.
That's true, though. She's laughing, too.
Aww.
She's laughing about it. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they visit you a lot. Your grandfather is more animal-wise. It's like you will have an animal come up to you that you'll connect with instantly. And it could just be in passing, but you're really drawn to, say, one dog walks by. You can have 20 dogs walk by and one will stand out. That's a message from your grandfather. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a message from your grandfather, yes, because he was so into the land and the animals. So when you get that feeling, know that that is him coming through to you to confirm that he's there.
What about birds?
And grandma,
because I always, okay.
That's grandma.
Mm-hmm.
That's grandma. And she said again, get some lard.
Really?
Wow. Oh, she's a hoot. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I picked up, honey. I don't know if that's going to be of any help or not, but at least it's confirmation that they're with you.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Oh, my. Okay. Jessica, anything coming through for you?
Yes. Hi, Erica. This is Jessica. As you were talking, I usually do a shuffle and ask for any messages from your guides. And the card that really took a flip for you is this one. It's called Trust Your Intuition. That's the card that came out for you. As spiritual beings having a human experience, you have agreed to forget your divine heritage while your awareness is focused in this dense physical world. But your connection, your natural state, still remains with you, and it is called your intuition. Just like any other muscle of your body, the more you use it and exercise your intuition, the stronger it becomes. Intuition manifests itself as a feeling of knowing, and usually in the area of your solar plexus, your stomach, your gut. Humans use the word like gut feeling or hunch, but it's a sense that we are all born with. It is the sixth sense. Unfortunately, because of this ethereal quality, a lot of humans doubt its existence. But for those of us who have experienced it, we know that we possess an awareness that is not of this dimension. If this card appears for you, it can have several meanings depending on its place. It can mean that an event or a situation is in your offing, and it will require you to trust your sixth sense, even though all physical signs indicate otherwise. Or it can mean that someone within your influence is going to ask you for advice, depending on their personal acceptance of their own knowingness. You may have to encourage them to do what feels right for them. Share a story of how your intuition proved you correct in a time of need. So that was the card I got for you. I think it's just, I think you have powerful intuition. I think you just doubt it most of the time.
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I usually like to prepare for the worst.
Right.
And don't trust
me. Sounds like so many of us.
Yeah.
Well, that was the card I got for you, Erica. Always trust your intuition.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Erica, this is Lynn, and I'm not picking up your grandparents, I'm sorry. But I did get like a name like Dodie or Dodo, and I'm not sure. It feels like a pet name, but I don't know if that's for you. It feels like it's sort of like one of the energies in the station is waiting patiently to come through. It may be for mm-hmm. someone else, but anyway, does the name Dodie or like Dorothy or Dodo?
Yeah,
like
my cousin is. That's my cousin's name. We call her Dodo for short, but she's here.
Here.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
No, but that may be the message they're, you know, just sending. Okay, so Dodo, okay, that makes sense. Just say hi to your cousin then and tell them they came through. Because Dodie or Dodo, I just like, what the heck is that? Anyway, but this is a message
yeah.
for you. I pulled a card for you. And because sometimes, like, when I'm not getting like a complete message, I get a card out. And so this card looks at whether you question whether you are enough, whether your skills are valuable, whether you are charging more than you're worth. You can trust your worth is what they're saying, is you are enough, you are okay, and they want you to sort of take the time to appreciate the work you're doing, the fruits of your labor, as well as the work you're putting into everything. And that doesn't just apply to work you might do for money. This is everything you do in life. They say, don't try to push the river so much. Flow with it. the message that Bruce Lee gives us, to be water and to flow with what's happening rather than try and commandeer it all the time, because they want you to take the message to heart. You are enough. You are enough, and you're so worthy. So shoot a little of that love you give to the world back to yourself and embrace that, because you certainly deserve it. And please say hi to Dodo.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Erica. Oh, that's really fun. I sure did love that lard thing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, I just say it
get
they
some
come
lard.
Through.
Well, apparently it isn't as bad for you as it's been made out to be. I mean, I'd look it up, you know. Sometimes it's actually better for you than some of the, you know, the palm oil and whatnot. So
you
do a little research.
Yeah,
I would never use palm oil.
Oh, no, it's a terrible, terrible crop. But, yeah, but the thing is, you know, maybe once in a while, maybe Thanksgiving, go bonkers and use the lard, because it does, oh, my God, things with lard taste so good, don't they?
They do.
Old-fashioned pies and whatnot, oh, my Lord, just can't beat them. But they're made with that love, too, right? So,
Yeah.
Oh, well, Erica, say hello to your, they are so around you, so just send them love and feel the love they're sending to you, because, yeah, you've got a huge, wonderful team around you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, honey. All right. Okay, so we'll move on. We've got a lot of callers tonight. I hope we're going to get to everyone. We're going to try our best. So 509, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is also Erica, and thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can we help you tonight?
I'm getting this puppy for my grandpa's 80th as a surprise, and he's a red Maltipoo. I'm just wondering if you're able to connect with him. What does he say? What does he think? I'm going to be trying to get my grandpa, and I'm going to be helping to give him like a more natural, instead of dog food, like we can cook for the dog and make like rice and veggies.
Yep.
I want a more healthier alternative. I've just been watching documentaries about dog food, and so that's one of the things that I wanted to kind of do with this one.
That's so beautiful. Wow. So I guess, well, I know Sue is an animal communicator, and I suspect, Jessica, you are too, because you do connect with other non-human creatures, too. I know you have that. So see what we get.
Yeah. Hey, Erica, this is Sue.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey. The homemade dog food is a very good option. Just make sure that you do a lot of research, because there are supplements that you do have to put into it. It can't just be the meat and rice. You have to do vegetables, and then there are mineral supplements that they need also.
Yeah.
And he is very excited to be a part of his life. And even though he is a puppy and going to be hyper, he knows that with Grandpa being older, he has to be calm around Grandpa. So just remember, when other people come, he needs that time to be wild and hyper, because he's not going to be as hyper with Grandpa as he is everybody else. And he said, you know, we live up to 15, 20 years. So be prepared to take me on when Grandpa to leave. So he just wants to let everybody know that he's going to need another home when it's Grandpa's time to leave. But he's looking forward to being a companion to Grandpa. And he said, don't forget carrots.
I won't.
He's going to be a fan of the carrots in his food when you make it. You have an unusual name picked out for him.
Not yet. We've been brainstorming.
Okay.
But it's going to be up to my grandpa. He will make the final decision.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Well, best of luck to you, hon.
Yeah.
Do you know how long my grandpa will keep him?
Grandpa's going to keep him until he goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid.
And
yeah, don't be afraid.
No, not at all. No, not at all. It's not going to be like you get the dog and he's gone tomorrow. It's nothing like that. And I think that the puppy is going to help Grandpa feel younger and more alive, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good match.
Okay.
Oh, honey bunny.
I'm going to just
jump in, if you guys don't mind. This is Lynn.
Sure, go ahead.
Erica, I'm picking up, hon, that you've got you're working with a fear of death. Am I a little bit on base there?
Yeah, when you said that, it just hit me, like, I'm not prepared.
Of course you're not. But I actually want to bring Jessica into this on this one, because I'm hearing, I'm feeling Jaden talking. And I'd like his mom to take this, but I think we need to address why there's no need to be afraid. Death is a little thing. It is a natural part of the life force, but you needn't be afraid of losing your grandpa, okay? And what you're doing is a beautiful, beautiful thing, and you're enhancing the life force all around. And that's wonderful about the cooking your own dog food. That's so loving and sweet of you. So keep doing that. But you need to look at the whole picture. Death is not an aberration. In this, it's not like a mistake, all right? We all are meant to go. But the thing is, you don't lose him. You're not going to lose him. It's just the vehicle. So, Jessica, can I turn this over to you and Jaden to address this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Hi, Erica. My name's Jessica, and I just wanted to, I feel my son here, too. I have a son in spirit, and he transitioned when he was 10 years old, and I feel him right here, and he's got such a smile on his face. I remember I was afraid, you know, when my son did pass away. He was born with special needs, so my biggest concern was, where is he? Who's taking care of him? You know, as silly as we humans think, well, he was able to come through to me to let me know. He was so much more at peace. I mean, he was so at peace. The smile on his face. He came and visited me after he transitioned home, and it was just beautiful. They shed the physical body. We shed our physical bodies, but our souls absolutely continue. And I think it's just no mistake that I pulled this card for you, Erica, because it's so beautiful. The card I got for you is make each day count. I know that we were talking about your grandpa, but each and every day that he's, you know, in your life, it's just you feel that value and be present with every single day that he has, and have fun with the dog. And even when it's time for your grandpa to go home, I guarantee you he's going to be right around you. So the card I did get for you is make each day count. And it says, remember that time for the spirit world doesn't exist. Everything that has happened is happening now and will happen and occur and is happening, sorry, is occurring at this moment.
But because this physical dimension has stars, moons, and planets, you have nearly divided sections of time at your disposal. Each day is a new day, which affords you a brand new outlook and choices to make. Yesterday is gone forever. You never have to relive it again. Now with each new day, count the moments and fill each one with compassion. Discover things about yourself or your loved ones that you never have before. Involve yourself in new activities, such as volunteering. It sounds like that's what you're doing already, you know, with your grandpa and helping him in support with the dog. Question your beliefs and values. Read inspirational poetry. Begin physical work regimen. Nurture the people in your lives. Assist them in seeing themselves differently. Always remember that your spirit is all about expansion and growth. And know that you've got this along the way. Oh, I love that. And that's what I have for you, Erica, and I wish you all the very best.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I will say, while you were speaking, Jessica, I'm using a little flashlight, and it was flashing on and off like crazy. So we definitely had some validation there.
Yeah, I think I have one more word, and I'm going to blow up. Hold on. I already told you to hold on. Hold on. It doesn't matter. I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Is that your granddad?
No. We were just about to go somewhere, and he's throwing a fit.
Okay. Oh, boy. Just as Erica, sorry. I'm losing my power of speech here. You need to take some time for yourself, love. I'm going to suggest look online for just some meditations to balance your chakras, or the solfeggio frequencies are good. Any kind of sound meditation. What I'm seeing in my mind's eye is an image of you and you. So you're there, but you're also beside yourself. And it feels to me like you're often not present in your body because you've got so much, like just now when you were speaking to that other person, I felt like you have maybe need to set up some boundaries about how much people are allowed to bug you. So just put some time in for yourself. Take some time to do some calming meditations and whatnot. And remember about the puppy, that they send dogs and cats and the animals that come to us to help us through this strange journey called life. Uh-huh. They're angels without wings, right? Just remember they're angels and they come to help us. So the more you put the love in, the more that love comes back, and it's truly magic. It really is. It's like the best medicine ever. But, hon, you are enough to, like that Erica before needed to hear this, and you need to hear it. You are enough, and you do deserve to be treated respectfully. So try and work on your boundaries. Look up empaths online, and look at what empaths need to be careful of, okay? Because I think you're a huge empath, and and unless you sort of get a little grip on the steering wheel of that condition, you are very likely to be sort of run off the road, so to speak. So get control over your own empathic energies, and remember that nobody can mess with you without your permission, okay? And I just send you so much love for this puppy. You can get really good recipes. I make dog and cat food here, and they just thrive. You know, they look happy, and their coats are good. Their eyes are good. So, yeah, find a good, solid recipe with protein first, and you can use the grains and the fruits as secondary ingredients. And, just research them online and go nuts. But just remember to value yourself. And stand up, don't let people knock you sideways, because you're here too, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
Call us back. Let us know how the puppy's working out. Okay?
Okay.
We'd love to meet him. Okay, lovey. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. I added some time. We still have a huge lineup of callers here, guys, but we'll try to get through to everyone. So,
607 is next. Oh, you got 775? Okay.
Hi.
Oh, did it? Oh, did I? Hi.
Hi, thank you.
That's okay.
Very
nice
to talk to you.
I'm terrible at this. Give me just your name. I'm sorry, hon.
It's okay. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. How's California right now?
Well, it's trying to be spring. But I've been very upset about something that happened recently with a major retailer. It's a pretty famous department store. It starts with the letter M and there's a C in it. And I purchased a Chinaware set online, I don't know, about 6-7 weeks ago. And when I received it, it didn't look as nice as it did in the online picture. And I noticed that there were some very minor imperfections, like little tiny scratches, but I paid quite a bit. So
yeah,
I decided to ship it back. And it's been a fiasco because the parcel company that we know came out to my front door, and there were three boxes with two sets in each box. Two of the boxes went to a very local warehouse, and I got a good portion of my refund in a couple of days. The third box was shipped almost 2,000 miles away to Oklahoma in that warehouse for some unknown reason. And and then I called and I asked for a refund for a nightgown that was part of that order. And then something happened, and all of a sudden I got an email stating that my online shopping was no longer allowed, that I could shop in the store but not online because of no receipts and stuff like that. Well, that's just ridiculous because they have the receipts. It was online. And so anyway, I called and I spoke to a supervisor, very, very nice person. Her name is Andrea, and the first initial of her last name starts with an S. And she treated me like gold, and she immediately reinstated me. And then I said, well, will you call me in a week to make sure I'm still okay? And she said yes, but she never did call. So I've been trying to reach her because I was able to place an order just fine, but then the next day after that, my account was frozen again. So I've been trying to reach her because she was so kind to me. And people, supervisors have sent her emails to please call me with my phone number. And I've not heard from her, and I spoke to her on April the 8th. So I know that she, and I asked her during that phone call, are you above the department that put this on there? And she said yes. And I said, well, I'm concerned. I hope that it stays fixed. And she said that she would personally make sure of it. Anyway, I've not been able to reach her. I think she's also a trainer, but she's a pretty high-level supervisor. So I'm worried that she hasn't responded to me. Will Andrea ever call me, and will I be reinstated with my online shopping from this company?
That's a question about the future, which is not fixed.
I can go.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. Is that not something you usually do?
No, it's not that. It's just we often say, you know, that if we were able to do that kind of thing, we'd have the lottery numbers because, you know, we have tried. No, it's just that because the future is not fixed, it hasn't happened yet. So it is fluid, and it hasn't been set. And the other thing is free will. you can say, yeah, this is going to happen on, you know, June 12th, whatever, da-da-da. But then free will enters into it, right? And so, boy, I would tell you, if we could predict the future, it would be so cool and so easy.
Oh, that's,
and so,
I am so sorry.
But,
I misunderstood. A lot of shows, they have clairvoyance, and I guess I misunderstood.
Well, not a worry, but the thing is, Jessica's going to use divination for you, and she's going to pull a card, and I'm going to see what messages come through for you as that happens, and Sue may have something coming through for you, too. It's just that it's hard to make a prediction because, as I say, it's not set yet, and anyway, let's carry on, though. Jessica, are you able to? Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
And I'll see what comes through for this situation.
Okay. Hi, Wendy. This is Jessica. As you were talking, I was just shuffling my deck. I was trying to get, connection with spirit or, your guide to see, if there's any messages for you. What I did pull for you, what flew out, was focus on the positive. I know that sounds so cliche, but sometimes we could worry about something so much and, needlessly we can worry. But the card that I did get is focus on the positive. Everything is energy. Like on Earth, is full of circumstances that we label as good or bad. When you choose to focus your awareness on any circumstance, you are sending energy to it that will make it stronger. So it only makes sense to give energy to the circumstance that you perceive as positive. If this card appears for you as it did, you may have to take steps altering your thinking. You may be giving too much energy to a situation that is troublesome. Some humans are programmed by nature or by nurture to dwell on the negative instead of the positive. It may take some practice to alter your reactions. Every event and every person who comes into your life has a purpose. It's human nature to categorize everything as beneficial or detrimental instead of just being a lesson. You can train yourself to look at life events or people objectively and become aware of the reason that they are on your path.
Wow.
What lesson could I be learning in all of this? So this was just the card that popped out, but as I was trying to connect, and like Lynn said, the outcome is fluid based on free will choices, but I was leaning more towards you will get a refund. So I'm hoping that for you. And that's what I had gotten for you. I hope that helps.
Well, thank you very much. I almost think that being restored for my online shopping might even be more important, believe it or not. But thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sue, are you picking anything up?
They said what triggered it is it was a more expensive order, and there were multiple things that I returned out of that order, and that triggered something. And so they sent me a generic letter, and I honestly, Andrea did say, I'll personally make sure that your account stays fixed. So I hope that I hear from her, and I think that might be my key to help here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Wendy. This is Sue. I'm picking up with Andrea that she is out of the office right now, some medical issue or something going on. That's why you're not hearing back from her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm picking up computer glitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be patient but continue to attempt to contact them.
Okay.
I think it will work out. I honestly feel that Andrea does have your best interest at heart, but I feel like she has something going on personally right now that is keeping her from doing what needs to be done.
Is that a, like she's on medical leave or something?
I something medical. I don't know if it's her, a family member. I don't know.
I see.
But I'm picking up medical and out of the office.
Okay.
And it could be something sporadic that she's in and out and is just so overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
that she can't get back with everything when she is in. But continue to pursue it.
Okay.
If you have to talk to 50 different people, talk to them. But
oh, I've talked to so many. And
yeah.
I've called and called. And so I think what I'll do is maybe call once a week. And she works remotely from home is what I'm told. And she works in Ohio. So it's not like the Philippines or India.
Right.
So mm-hmm. maybe that'll help me because she's in the United States. And,
right.
But I've talked to people on the phone for 22 years in a very strict call center environment. And my read of her is that she was very sincere. And she
mm-hmm.
is a supervisor. And I said to her, are you authorized? Are you empowered to override this decision? And she said, yes. And she said, I'm doing it right now as we're talking. And I was able to place an order successfully, and I got the merchandise and paid for it. But then a day later, it reverted back. And I've called some people, and they read notes, and they say, well, the decision was this. But you know what? Something inside me, I feel like I'm really not done until I hear from her because she works in the department that makes these decisions, and I remember her telling me that she would personally make sure. So
yeah.
Am I being realistic in thinking that she will still call me?
Mm-hmm.
I would continue to reach out to her.
All right.
Yeah.
And when do you think that this will be resolved, and how many days or weeks?
I don't hear anything out of it. I'm just hearing patience and persistence.
Wow. It's been very stressful on me, and I need restoration of my reputation as well. And they sent me that
Absolutely.
Form letter saying, because you haven't provided receipts and et cetera, which is really, really ridiculous because it was online. They've got the receipts, for goodness sakes.
Right.
And one of the boxes was sent 2,000 miles away from me. And that was wrong for them to send it so far away when there's a warehouse about 12 miles away from where I live.
Absolutely.
So,
Lynn, are you taking anything up for Wendy?
Yeah, a plant image came in, a plant meaning, and what came in is the purple loosestrife. And loosestrife comes in to help promote harmony. It restores harmony and peace to the situation. So, Wendy, one thing you can do is pull back your energy. I would pull back my energy from the situation just for a little bit because mm-hmm. I feel your balance is being compromised here.
Mm-hmm.
And as the Buddhists teach us to detach from the outcome. Okay. And I get a strong feeling of it's going to be okay, but don't make yourself unbalanced worrying about the outcome simply because it is going to be okay. It really is. And take some time to get yourself back into balance. If you go onto YouTube, there's a cute little, and it's a very effective little 10-minute chakra balance. And mm-hmm. just follow that. It's one of the first ones. Just type in 10-minute chakra balance, and it comes up.
Uh-huh.
And it helps you to get back into balance, and then you'll have more control over the energy of the situation.
All right.
Because ultimately I get a strong feeling, and I think Jessica and Sue both do, that it's going to be okay, but you don't want to bend your frame or get yourself into any kind of upset situation because that will affect the energy. And even if you're not speaking with your main person, Andrea, there's help. You're going to be helped. And I get the same feeling that Sue did, that there's a glitch. I feel there's human error involved. So pull your energy back and don't worry about it, because it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be sorted out. So breathe. Ah. And oh, you got it. Ryan's saying to you, Oosah. Remember that? Just get your shoulders down from your ears and find ways to relax, and just know it's already worked out. You just got to wait for it to sort of catch up. Okay?
Okay. And you know what? I call representatives and they read and they say, well, the decision was made by the team that handles this, blah, blah, blah. But something is telling me that it was already resolved and they have proof of it, but then it went fluey again. So maybe somebody did something on my account after Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I'm just praying that eventually when I speak to Andrea, that she fixes it again for me. So when you say everything's going to be okay, does that mean that Andrea will fix my online shopping again?
It just means that everything's going to be okay. Boy, and I am getting such activity
yeah.
from my little light here. It is going bonkers. I feel like we've got Ryan here just saying relax. The attachment to outcome is messing you up a little bit, because it is, you don't just need Andrea. There are other people that can help you. So just try to not be too much in control of the situation. Let it happen. You can ask for the help from your spirit team. Give them permission to help you. But then it's very important to not get your finger in the pie too much, because you've got to let them help, and it will be resolved. And this is what we call faith. Faith is knowing what you cannot see yet, but it's going to happen for you. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Harmony will be restored. Peace will be restored in the situation. But you've got to kind of let go of control
okay.
over it, because ultimately it's going to, you know, it'll resolve, but you don't want to get your, you don't want to get your stomach in knots in the process, right?
And I have been. So when you say it's going to be okay, do you know, is it, you know, a general time frame on that?
As I say, it's hard to predict the future. I do feel it's going to be resolved within the next while. But the thing is, I think the less you try to sort of force the situation energetically, like it's like, I want it fixed now. And this is the lesson in patience. And it's so funny, is like, we want patience and we want it now. So this is, I think I keep hearing, this is a test for you spiritually to learn the process of faith and standing by and knowing it's going to be okay. This is just a test. This is just a knot in the string that is your life continuum. So learn to not worry so much about the outcome, more the process, and ask for guidance. Okay. So use that instinct to know, you know, if you're dealing with a dodo head or if you're dealing with someone who can help you, and to discern, but to just relax and know it's going to be okay. That's the big feeling I'm getting for you. So work on just calming yourself a little bit, because you're actually producing cortisol and adrenaline in your system, and that's harmful to us. Like, that's, they're very nasty. So, you know, and one thing you can do to release those things is to have a good cry. If you have to trigger it with like a movie about sad puppies or something, do it. But just have a good cry, release that through tears, and go. And in the whole scheme of things, this is just a blip on your radar, okay? And mm-hmm. once it's okay, you'll be glad that you took the ride calmly and kept yourself at an even keel.
And,
because the outcome,
and I will tell you, everybody mm-hmm. that I've talked to, because this, of course it's always on a recorded line, but my behavior has consistently been very polite and businesslike, and here are the facts. And I've worked in a high-security environment. on the phone, and I know that that's looked at, and even if I wasn't required to, that's my personality, to approach things intelligently and with respect for whoever I'm speaking with. And so I was connected today to somebody today who was not empowered to help me, and I apologized to her, and I said, I don't know why that person transferred me to you. And she wanted to email the team that made the decision, and I said, no, thank you. I would prefer to speak to them directly so I can advocate and give them details rather than have them, somebody different just make a decision. I said, do not email them. I'm going to wait for Andrea, and I think that was wise. And my reputation is important to me as well, and I have tons of proof that the other one was received by the warehouse. So I'm going to pray that my spirit guide sends the right person or people to help me to get this resolved.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But it's going to be okay. And I think that's where you just need to work on trust and faith, and it's going to be okay. You know, because we can bend ourselves out of shape, worried about
the
outcome.
I'm making myself sick.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, I've made myself sick over.
Yeah, and really, and I keep repeating, it's going to be okay, but I really do feel that just release the outcome and do some meditation exercises or do something fun like that you enjoy. Take your mind off it, because sometimes you need to step away from the work to get over that angst that is keeping us from, you know, following through. Let it unravel. It's going to be okay. The right people will come through. So just give your spirit team permission to help you, and then stand back and let them do their work. Yeah.
I will. I'll say a prayer right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on. I'm just getting a little... Yeah, Jan. Okay, Jan is in the chat room, Jan Drake-Bakke. And, she's really helpful. She says she hears it's going to resolve within 6 weeks.
Oh, well, thank you, Jan.
Yeah. Oh, Jan rocks. Yeah. She says she knows how it feels wanting to know the outcome, you know, stuff. And we're all like that. But you know what? Sometimes just letting go and letting the energy work in your favor. So there you go. Well,
and does Jen know if it's going to be Andrea that's going to ultimately help me?
I don't know. I'm not getting in. Jen's not saying anything. I don't know. Again, I think you don't need to focus on the details so much as just knowing it's going to be okay. And
right.
The help. Oh, yeah. Okay. Jan says yes. She thinks Andrea will be a part of it. So.
Oh, wonderful.
You know.
Thank you, Jan.
So good.
Thank you, everybody. Actually.
There you go. Beautiful. All right. So, beauty. Oh, well, I hope that helps.
For
and
me,
it's good. You know. Yeah. Well, you just take it easy. It's going to be okay. You know, and you got to trust. You just gotta just trust.
Okay. All right. Well, very kind of you, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate you and Jen
no
and the
problem.
Whole everybody. And if anybody would like to say prayers that Andrea responds to me sooner than later, I would really appreciate it, and that she ultimately restores my online shopping immediately. That would be very nice.
Yeah, absolutely, hon. Well, you just... You know, put just trust in your heart and mind in big letters and follow through with that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely evening. And thank you for calling in, Wendy. Okay. So, Jessica, we're at our last time, so I'm going to let you wrap it up,
yes.
And I'll be your sound guy when you're ready to have the music put on.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, we just thank you all for joining us tonight. I am your partial host for tonight. My name is Jessica. Marie Tatro. You can find me on Facebook, Sacred Embers Group. And Sue and Lynn, where can we find you?
I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook, and you can also find me in the Sacred Embers Network.
Beautiful. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me on my website, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. And you can find all of us at the Sacred Embers, in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and also in our website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Excuse me, you can find everybody there. Beautiful. And I'll stand by here for whenever we want. Louie.
We thank you so much, everybody. And thank you so much, my beautiful divine team. And we hope everyone has a beautiful Friday night. Good night.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks to Jaden and Ryan, because both of those guys have been flashing the flashlight for us tonight. It's wonderful. We really appreciate all that spirit energy. And just want to say hi to Dodo. Okay.
Don't get tired of that.
I see trees of green.
Oh, Lordy.
And clouds of white, the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Also on the faces of people going by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. I never knew, and I think to myself.